AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump now says he backs a new Republican spending plan that would raise the debt limit. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is midnight tomorrow. Democrats have been criticizing the president-elect's late move to stop the spending bill. This is Vermont Democrat Becca Ballant.
You voted for billionaires to run the show because who's taking orders from whom? Musk is calling the shots. And the House GOP is falling in line.
Trump's social media post landed as Republicans said they had narrowed in on a tentative accord after grueling closed-door talks. In his annual news conference, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his military operation in Ukraine has strengthened Russia. He also said he's ready to meet with President-elect Donald Trump.
If we hold a meeting at some time with the President-elect Trump, I'm sure we'll have something to discuss.
He spoke through an interpreter. Putin says the military is advancing toward achieving the goal in what he called the special military operation in Ukraine. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO was whisked back to New York on a plane and by helicopter to face new federal charges.
A federal magistrate has ordered that Luigi Mangione be detained in connection with new charges in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione was flown to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. A federal complaint charges him with two counts of stalking and one count each of murder through use of a firearm and a firearms offense. Murder by firearm carries the possibility of the death penalty. Mangione also faces a New York State indictment for murder as an act of terrorism. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge in Texas refused to throw out criminal charges, accusing the former Uvalde school police chief of putting children at risk during the slow response to the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 15 points. This is AP News. In France, Gisèle Pelicot thanked backers after her ex-husband and co-defendants were convicted in a rape trial. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of activists and local residents gathered outside the Pelicot trial courthouse in Avignon, southern France, closely following as judges inside were handing out sentences in the case. When the hopeful news came through, the large crowd cheered. The court had sentenced ex-husband Dominique Pelicot to a maximum 20 years imprisonment for drugging and raping Gisèle and allowing other men to rape her while she was knocked out in abuse that lasted nearly a decade. The sentence against was declared after he was found guilty of all charges against him. At age 72, it could mean that Dominique will spend the rest of his life in prison. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I've tried every Miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.